Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today, my guests are Anise Newkirk, the Home Ownership Coordinator for the Greenville Housing Authority. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Thank you for being here. We also have Carrie Smith, the Branch Manager for Self-Help Credit Union. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Thank you very much for being here. Normally, we don't have two guests from two different organizations. Normally, it's from the same organization, but we're going to talk about why we've got two different organizations in the studio. But first, I'm going to ask the question that I normally like to open with. Anise, we'll start with you, the Greenville Housing Authority. Tell us what you do and who you do it for.
The Greenville Housing Authority provides housing for families, elderly, veterans, and disabled individuals through a variety of different programs that we have. We have public housing, the Housing Choice Voucher Program, low-income housing tax credits, and we also have the rental demonstration.
I'm not sure what that means.
It's a new way to provide affordable housing and the upkeep. It's a new It's relatively new to the housing authorities, and it's how we keep them maintained well.
Okay. Let's talk about a couple of the other programs that that you mentioned.
Okay.
Housing Choice Vouchers, you said?
It was formerly known as Section 8.
Okay.
It's where if you're looking for a home, you qualify for the voucher, you can take the voucher to any landlord who will accept it, and it'll assist with paying the rent on that vehicle.
Okay.
So you can choose where you want to live instead of in a designated area.
I see. As opposed to like public housing, which is a specific spot.
Right.
Okay. And then you also mentioned low-income housing tax credits. What are those for?
It's a partnership with different private landlords, different agencies. It's a way of building affordable housing for individuals in different areas where we have it's like a collaboration type thing where we take private money and government money, state money, foundation money to build these great homes for people to live in.
Okay. And one of the other programs that you have is for home ownership.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that in regards to the event that you have coming up.
Right.
But first, I'm going to pose the same question to Carrie, which is what do you do and who do you do it for? Tell us about Self-Help Credit Union.
Thanks, Chris. Self-Help Credit Union is new to Greenville. We actually were Community Works Federal Credit Union up until October of 2018.
Okay. Congratulations, I suppose.
Yes. We were originally started in Greenville to provide financial services and opportunity to folks that may not receive services elsewhere, including loans and savings and different things like that. A lot of people told us that it would never work, but we found that through demand that we had to look at ways to scale up our work. And we're super excited that Self-Help stepped up to the table and has merged our credit union to allow us to do things like home mortgages for folks that have blemished credit. We use alternative credit sources. We can do credit scores as low as 580.
Wow.
And we also have down payment assistance programs and different things to help folks get into home ownership, because we know that creating and protecting ownership and economic opportunity for all is important. And Self-Help was built, started in the 80s around home ownership, especially to individuals of color that may be pushed out of traditional mortgage lending.
I gotcha. And you were telling me before the show that that you're one of the newest credit unions in the state.
Right. Community Works was chartered in 2014, and it was the first credit union in 25 years to be chartered in South Carolina at that time.
And I know I've had other credit unions on the program before. I know that we've talked about how credit unions differ from traditional banks. Mm-hmm. And I know that one of those things is that there is a certain area that you serve. There's a certain mm-hmm. criteria that you have to meet to become a member of a credit union. Mm-hmm. What are the criteria for self-help?
It's anyone that lives, works, worships, attends school, or volunteers in Greenville County.
In Greenville County, okay.
In Greenville County. We do have other ways that folks can join. We do have an association that folks can join for $5, and that makes you eligible to join. So pretty much anyone around the country can join.
Okay. Okay. And Anise, the Greenville Housing Authority specifically has Greenville in the name, and that is typical of a lot of the guests that I have in here. Do you just serve Greenville County or Greenville City?
Yes, just Greenville okay. County. And the city of Greer has its own housing authority.
Fair enough.
So we don't work in the city of Greer, but in the
surrounding area of Greer.
Exactly.
Gotcha. I know that you may not be able to speak to the operations, but are there similar organizations in other counties that people can get involved with if they need help in, say,
sure.
Spartanburg County or Pickens County?
Because we're housing authorities are across the country.
Well, good. This is focus on the upstate, not just focus on Greenville. I want to make sure that everybody gets included.
Right.
You also mentioned some of the programs, and we were just talking to Carrie about qualifications for membership in the credit union. What are the qualifications for the various programs that Greenville Housing Authority offers?
The Housing Authority, you have to qualify economically through the HUD guidelines.
Okay.
And then that will help you get involved in Housing Authority and into different programs that we have. But our reason for being here today is to talk about the home. June is National Home Buyers Month.
Exactly right. And I have this nifty flyer in front of me that you've provided. June is National Home Ownership Month, as mm-hmm. you mentioned. And you have an event coming up Saturday, June 15th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll repeat that throughout the program just to make sure that people get it if they didn't have their pencil handy. But tell us about this event. What's going on there?
We're really excited about this event and our partnership with financial institutions throughout Greenville County, throughout the nation.
Self-Help Credit Union,
Self-Help Credit Union is one of our presenting sponsors. Bank of America, the City of Greenville, Genesis Home, Housing 101. We have the State Housing Authority.
Okay.
That's the State Housing is a big sponsor as well. And what we're doing here is we're offering an opportunity to people who think they cannot qualify for home ownership. We want to acquaint them with the home ownership process. It's open to the general public. We just happen to be the housing authority. We're going to expose them to the whole process through lenders and different programs, how to get down payment assistance, why you need an attorney. And we're even going to take it after you close on your home, how do you maintain your home to prevent foreclosure. And then we're going to have some attorneys there that will be speaking on why you need an attorney for your closing and also why you need a will.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot to unpack. And we're going to go through all of those things. But I was really interested in something you said right at the beginning, which is that you're trying to focus on people who think they may not be able to own a home.
Right.
And I can understand that until my family, we just bought our first house coming up on 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And up until then, we were renting. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. It's okay to be renting. In fact, it's probably a better decision depending upon your financial situation.
Right.
But sometimes you get into that sense that you're always going to be renting. This is always going to be your situation. And that's not necessarily true.
Right. That's why we partner with people like Self-Help so we can appeal to someone who understands the home buyer's process or understands that they or has the dream that they want to own a home. And then there's the people that may not need our assistance and want to go the traditional way, but they still don't understand the home ownership process. And that's what this event is about.
Well, and one of the things to keep in mind, we know through studies that, you know, home ownership is the fastest way to build personal wealth.
Okay.
The other thing that's important is Home ownership provides stability in expense over time because your mortgage generally is a, you know, it's going to be a fixed rate for 30 years and you know your payment is going to stay the same. In renting, you never know from month to month. And I was just talking to a member this weekend that they are in basically like a slumlord situation where if they don't have their rent, say on the fourth of the month, they file with the court and that follows
eviction
them.
Notice,
eviction.
Wow.
So what happens is they can't rent anywhere else. Because
they have an eviction on their record.
Because they have an eviction. So, and then the landlords are not, they're not quick to fix things, you know, broken toilets, air conditioners and things because they know the people can't go anywhere else.
Right.
So homeownership gets folks out of that. And there's a lot when a family goes through eviction, their life quality of life diminishes each time they're evicted.
Yeah.
So homeownership is really a way to help folks, especially those in, you know, the what we might say working poor or the lower income levels. It helps them to find some stability in their financial situation.
Now, you mentioned that having an eviction on your record like that makes it more difficult to rent right. another place to live. Does it make home ownership more difficult?
No.
Okay. Because we look at their credit. And like I said, for self-help, we look at alternative credit. So if they have a cell phone that they've had for more than a year and they've paid it on time, we can use that as credit. Because we have a lot of folks their credit score is really not good, but it's not because they did anything wrong. It's just they didn't have any credit.
Right.
So it's almost like a rigged system. You got to have credit to get credit.
Yep.
But how do you get credit to start the process? And so we work with a lot of individuals to help build positive credit through a lot of different products. And then like using alternative credit to purchase a home.
In Greenville County, there is a lack of affordable rental. I believe it's like 2,500 that we're short. Homeownership offers another alternative.
Right.
And a lot of time people find that their mortgage payment is substantially lower, like a couple of hundred.
Well, and that was what I discovered is my family was in a situation where we were renting and you're right. It once you get outside that initial contract, it's kind of, you know, in the wind what your rent is going to be from month to month.
Right.
We wound up in a situation where the owner was working through a property management company, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, that's standard. Mm-hmm. But the owner decided that they wanted to sell the property. And so we got contacted saying, you know, do you want to buy the house? And if not, you need to move out. Like immediately because we need
days.
To put it up. Yeah, we need to put it up for sale. And so my wife and I had and we had just had our first child. And so we're carting this baby around. We had a friend who was a real estate agent. And we said, well, let's look, you know, at some other places to rent and discovered that most of the places that we could find that were where we wanted to be, you know, convenient for getting to work and things like that were more expensive than we were paying in rent. And then – so we said, well, let's look at maybe buying some other houses. We went and looked at a few other houses, didn't really find anything else that we liked. Our real estate friend came over and looked at our place and said, this is actually pretty good. You might consider buying this. And so we went through the process and discovered, like you mentioned, Anise, that our mortgage payment was going to be less than we were paying in rent.
In the same
in
house.
In fact, with the homeowner's dues, it was almost going to be the same. It was slightly less, $15, $20 a month or something like that. But it was virtually the same as what we were already paying in rent. And in this case, we're building equity instead of just, you know, paying somebody else's mortgage.
And exactly. Carrie talked about that, the financial stability it gives you. And since having your own home can open the doors.
There's pride of ownership.
There's pride. Yeah. But it also it stabilizes you and it builds your financial wealth.
Right.
So when you're looking at retirement, you have something other than your 401k or your IRA to depend on, you know, and that's why the Housing Authority is partnering with all these different partnerships like Habitat for Humanities, Community Works, and Self-Help, GCRA, Bank of America, Genesis Homes, the City of Greenville, to offer different alternatives is where you fit. So you'll come and hear about these different home ownership programs, these down payment assistance programs that can help you get into a house that you can afford.
Yeah. Carrie, you mentioned the different kinds of credit, alternative credit that you talked about looking at. And you mentioned that you can work with credit scores as low as, I think you said, 580?
580, yes.
Real quickly, for people who are not as familiar with how credit scores work, walk through what a credit score means and what's good and what's bad.
Sure. Well, credit scores can go from anywhere from a zero.
Okay.
Up to about an 850, depending on which credit bureaus there's three. There's Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian.
Okay.
So the matrix of those, each one weighs things a little differently, but primarily they're looking at longevity of credit. It's looking at revolving credit, which is like your credit cards, home equities, that kind of thing. Then it's looking at installment loans, which would be like your car loans, signature loans, and things like that.
Okay.
And then collections, judgments.
Whether you've paid your bills.
Yes, yes. Judgments, bankruptcies, tax liens.
Okay.
All of those things are calculated in that score. So one of the things that folks typically don't think about on the revolving credit side, they'll get a credit card for, say, $300. They'll go and they'll charge it up to $300. Well, that diminishes your credit score.
Okay.
So you never want to use more than a third your credit limit.
So if you had had a credit limit of, say, $1,000 and you charged $300 on it, perfectly
you'd be
fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
And we want to see, too, they want you to use the card and pay it off or pay something, pay it down. A lot of people get the credit card and never use it. And that's not going to help your score necessarily because they want to see that repayment history. So we really work with folks around trying to understand, how the credit score, it affects every bit of your life. If folks don't know that, it affects your car insurance. It affects almost anything you if you try to get a cell phone, credit score affects jobs is a huge barrier for folks on credit score. And unfortunately, life happens. I know personally, I went through 11 surgeries, almost died twice.
Goodness, wow.
And used all my 401k, my house, they were going to foreclose on it. So I've been there where folks are.
I was gonna say a lot of life happened to you.
Yes. And I'm just thankful to still be here.
Sure.
And I see it today as a big gift that God gave me because, I wouldn't be doing the job I do today. So, one is your credit score doesn't really define you as a person.
Okay. An important note because a lot of people, I think, can fall into that trap. The same way we were talking about renting, you feel like you're always going to be renting. You feel like, if you've got a 550 credit score that you're always going to have that. But there are ways that you can get out of that.
Lots of strategies to do it. And there's no shame in it. But I tell everyone, face it. It's when you're in denial of it and you don't want to work to fix it. And it can be fixed. I'm a perfect proof. I've been in credit unions 30 years, and I can tell you I did everything right. And if it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody.
Yeah. Well, and again, facing it is good advice because I can I can tell from personal experience how easy it is to see that bill in the mail and just not even open it. Just put it on the desk and you get a stack of them later. And it's so easy to ignore when you get in that situation, but you got to turn around and face it and work on it.
Right.
One of the good things that this workshop will do is expose you to what a credit score is. And then there's things like debt to income. Mm-hmm. And then there's trade lines, all that verbiage. You need to understand it. So when you're out shopping, you'll know what what program will best meet your needs.
Well, and one of the things that's on this list of discussion topics for the first-time homebuyer seminar is how to prepare for home ownership.
Exactly.
And again, having gone through this process relatively recently, it's very – Carrie, you were talking about the people living, you know, under the slumlords, and they've got, you know, certain situations. And I was struck by how different the laws are in South Carolina for renting than they are for buying a home. There are so many more laws that you have to deal with one way or the other if you're purchasing a home than if you're renting a home.
Right.
And that's one thing that you need to be prepared for.
You sure do. And, you know, the Housing Authority is so passionate about affordable housing. Mm-hmm. And we're so passionate that we actually have a home ownership program where you can use your Section 8 voucher and it will assist you with making your mortgage payment. And for those people who are not working, who might be disabled on a fixed income, you're going to find resources here that can show you how you can be a homeowner and still be on that fixed income. And for those of you who are making all that money and you still don't know the way to go, this is the opportunity for you because our partners will walk you through the process. You'll be able to ask questions, and we're going to have some expert facilitators, panelists there who will talk to you about your credit, like human relations. Yvonne Duckett is the executive director. It's going to be facilitated by the United Way. Nalisha Henry, she's the community engagement officer. I think I said her title right.
Fair enough.
So we're really excited about this. So we're more than just low to moderate income. We are a community partner. And that's why we're partnering with all the different people to give different choices and opportunity and to the residents.
Again, this is coming up Saturday, June 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Greenville Convention Center. I think we neglected to mention that the first time. Greenville Convention Center over just off of Pleasantburg Drive.
Yeah, it used to be the TD Center.
TD Center, yeah. If you know where that is, you know where the Greenville Convention Center is. Again, Saturday, June 15th. It does say on here registration is required. What do people need to do to get registered?
They need to call. They can call me directly. My phone number is 672-3523, or they can email me at annecen@tgha. And when they call,
.net, I should point out.
I'm sorry.
tgha.net.
I should know that, right? When they call, they need to give me their name, their address, and their email. I need a complete address and their email address. And they're reserving for one.
Okay.
It starts at 10. We will start on time. We will not let anybody come after the hour, and it goes to 3.
Gotcha.
There are lots of incentives for people to stay. You can win gift cards. The max amount is $200.
Sure. Wow.
And we are serving lunch for those who are pre-registered and complete the all of the workshops. So you're going to get a little bit of every little workshop, and then you can follow up with those people later on for the program that best meets your needs or the one you're interested in.
And again, the website I should mention for the Greenville Housing Authority, tgha.net, part of your email address, tgha.net. People can find out more information and register through the website, or at least find your...
They can find my contact information.
Find your contact
the
information.
The flyer will be on there, and it says June is National Home Buyers Month.
Right.
Just click on there, and my phone number will be, and my email address will be at the bottom.
Okay. Well, and this is an important point. There's no online registration form at the website that people can fill out, but they can find your contact information, and contacting you is how they get registered.
Right. If I don't answer phone, just leave the voice message, and I will send you an email to confirm that you're registered. Each registration is for one person. They must be over 18. Please, no children.
Fair enough. Children aren't going to be buying homes. You need to make sure that that you come prepared to take notes and learn some stuff. Again, I'm going to run through these topics that that you've got: how to prepare for home ownership, evaluating your credit, what we talked about with Carrie, choosing a lawyer, different financing options. Again, something that Self-Help Credit Union can help with. Section 8 voucher and home ownership. You mentioned that, Anise. Mm-hmm. The importance of estate inspection. And this is another thing that I thought was really interesting, because when we bought our house, there were any number of inspections that we had to go through. Mm-hmm. that never happened when we rented it.
Right.
And I was kind of surprised because one of the things that we discovered is that we had a radon test done and we were just barely over the safe limit.
Wow.
And we had been living there for 3 or 4 years. And I said, well, we need to get this fixed before we buy this house. Because if we're going to stay here any length of time, we got to – that's an important issue. So the importance of a state inspection, how to get qualified both for a mortgage and for home ownership in general, I guess. Down payment assistance, choosing a realtor. That's another important thing.
Right.
Choosing a lawyer, choosing a realtor, very important topics. The closing process, the whole process, which I didn't realize there's a deadline on.
You got to get
that done in a certain amount of time or else the whole deal falls apart and you got to start over. This is all very important stuff. So once again, the Greenville Housing Authority's First Time Home Buyers Seminar coming up June 15th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Greenville Convention Center. And we should point out, this is open to the public. Like, Annise, you were talking earlier about the qualifications that people need to meet to get any of your programs. That's not the case here. You need to get registered.
Right.
But it's, other than that, generally open to the public.
Yes. So if you're disabled, you're a young family, you're a senior, you're over 62, you need and you're interested in being a homeowner, come on and register.
Okay.
You'll get some valuable information and it could start you on your path to being a homeowner.
And one more time, tgha.net is where you can find Annise Newkirk's contact information. Send her an email, give her a call. She can get you registered. Do people need to live in Greenville County?
No,
absolutely
not.
Okay, so come from Spartanburg County.
Come
from Pickens,
Anderson,
wherever,
come from
Lawrence. If you can hear us, you can come to the First Time Home Buyer Seminar on June 15th at the Greenville Convention Center from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, Annise Newkirk, Home Ownership Coordinator for Greenville Housing Authority, and Carrie Smith, the Branch Manager for Self-Help Credit Union, have been my guests today. Thank you very much, ladies, for being here.
Thank you so much, Chris.
It's been my pleasure. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.